Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a real quick heads up before we get to today's show. On August 25th, which would be this Thursday, we just set up yesterday for all of this, but August 25th to and through September 5th, we will be at the Minnesota State Fair. August 25th through the September 5th date, we will be at the Minnesota State Fair 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day, 3-hour round trips every single day just to take care of business here. So if you guys are at the, if you're in the state of Minnesota, please come out to the east end of the grandstand, two rows in. There we are, Minnesota State Fair, August 25th, September 5th. Again, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., east end of the grandstand, second row in. Come see us, folks. It's interesting. We have the opportunity to reach 2 to 3 million people that go through those buildings. So we've been doing this 14, 15 years now, and we are on top of our game, and it's a huge opportunity. So in saying all that, if you're in the state of Minnesota, if you're not in the state of Minnesota, do take the time to come over and say hey to us. We totally appreciate the willingness to do so and the time that you take in doing so. So again, Minnesota State Fair. Folks, wanted to let you know real quick, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. True that. That we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now listen, I want to play a little catch up, and then we'll get to our main topic here in just a couple minutes concerning our forefathers giving us the example, and then the question asking you, the viewer or the listener. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. You can. And so in doing that, friends, I want to show you some things on social media platforms. If not, that's totally fine as well. But did you hear this recently? Court found that the... Now listen carefully, friends. The courts recently found that the FBI, an FBI informant, was paid $50,000 for role in engineered Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. The man was completely acquitted. Okay? Did you hear what I said? Pay attention to January 6th. And these are things that we've stayed on, friends. And this is why the Holy Ghost keeps us on these things, because we didn't complete, we didn't bring to resolve the issue with Governor Whitmer. No more than we've taken care of January 6th. But I'll tell you who's taking care of it is the bad guys, because the American people let the bad guys do what the bad guys do. And it's completely backwards, Isaiah 59, on so many different fronts. But the court just found The man was acquitted. That an FBI informant, no wonder why they're calling them the Gestapo. Court found that the FBI informant was paid $50,000 for role in engineered Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. Told you. Told you, friends. You just got to pay attention. The UAF reported federal law enforcement is being used as a political weapon by the progressive, as they call it, the left. Agents and court officials, each with profoundly liberal political ideologies, we only have one law, are weaponizing their powers against United States citizens. Don't know this guy. Listen to the similarity, friends, concerning what the information is that's being conveyed to you by those that are willing to tell you the truth. The UAF goes on. America's balance of justice is dangerously out of alignment. Absolutely it is. And I've shared with you a million times, friends, that the FBI is put in place not to protect the little guys from the big guys, but it's to protect the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, concerning their crimes against the little guy. And the Gestapo, the FBI, is there to do what? To protect the big guys concerning their crimes against the little guys. This type of abuse is most commonly found in third world banana republics, they reported. Americans are watching as the progressive left uses this same corruption to take full control of our country. It is a power grab by the corrupt ruling class elite. I don't agree with the narrative in any sense of the word, but what they're telling you is true on so many different fronts, okay? But when they're talking left, right, I'm so tired of that. He goes on, these are crooked Republicans involved. By remaining silent, these conservative traitors, listen carefully, never talked to this guy a day in my life, are complicit. Voters must begin to hold these individuals accountable. Nope, you don't have to wait that long. If they commit a crime, Article 2, Section 4 tells us right now, for the smallest of misdemeanors, they can be impeached. And Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 tells us we don't have to wait for the voting cycle to come around before we remove them or ask for their resignation. There is no law that gives them the right to do the wrong thing, friends. It's for the American people. We, the people under God, that are the law, that take these people to task in their crimes and hold them accountable for the laws that they are not above, and they have led you to believe that they are. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 tells us that we are to prosecute them for their crimes. Peruse the U.S. Constitution. You'll find the same things that I find on a daily basis when I read it, friends. He goes on, this guy does, from the UAF. Tons of evidence has pointed to federal agents being heavily responsible for the chaotic events at the U.S. Capitol, now tying the tails, on January 6, 2021. He goes on and says there are additional examples of what federal law enforcement has purposely infiltrated groups with the focus of what? Promoting violence. Promoting violence. One incident has made national headlines. In October of 2020, the FBI conveniently announced the arrest of 13 men, out of nowhere, suspected of a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The supposed plot to kidnap and possibly kill the governor seemed suspicious from the outset. It did. And I told you the day it came out, I said, just hold up. Just hold up. We're going to find out that this is another false flag. And it's exactly what it is. As the criminal cases against each of the defendants unravel, the notion that this was fabricated as a plot to boost Whitmer's public perception becomes an increasingly likely explanation. Folks, the FBI informant was paid $50,000. Man was just acquitted. Who's paying people to commit the crimes and to set up innocent people? The FBI. We're going to come right back. Got some more stuff for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
So, Rand, Bradley, you've been very critical of the good conservatives that we have as representatives in the government in the United States of America. You've been very critical. Well, prove me wrong. That's what I would say. Prove me where I've been proven wrong. 1-866-582-9933. Bradley, I've heard you talk negative about Trey Gowdy. I've heard you call them the great American appeasers. Heard you talk negative about, you know, that guy that's made a lot of money, millions upon millions, tens of millions of dollars, Daryl Issa. That's supposed to be the, the one watching out for the American people. Yeah, you call them the great American appeasers. You've said the same thing about Jason Chaffetz. You've said that he was in on the lynching concerning Extortion 17. Bradley, we've heard it all. Bradley, you've even said negative things about Jim Jordan. You've said that he's been caught up in sexual scandal. You say that these men are extorted men and they're all in it together. Bradley, that's just so outlandish. Can't even believe you'd say anything like that. Well, prove otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Bradley, talking about Rand Paul the way that you have over the last 3 years, he's the best thing that we've had. He's the one that's been grilling Anthony Fauci. He's the one that has been telling us all the things that we need to know about Anthony Fauci. For every name that I've already said, Ted Cruz involved as well, the great American appeasers, which one of them has brought forth justice? I'm asking. Fill in the blank, 1-866-582-9933. Bradley, you even made a point about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll tell you what, if there's a bulldog in the House of Representatives or a congresswoman or some sort of representative in our government, she's the one. If anybody can do it, she can. Bradley, you went and you told us that Marjorie Taylor Greene was actually investing into these pharmaceutical companies that were distributing the vaccines a year before the pandemic. Yep, I did. I got that information from the Business Insider, and I shared that information with you. I believe there were 34 others, too, that put themselves up to be the good guys that were selling out the American people. Boy, oh boy, Bradley, that is just so far out there. But where's the justice? Where's the justice that guards our liberties? Isaiah 51:4. Where is the justice that keeps us free? Where is the law being enforced against those that are violating law? 1-866-582-9933. You only have a short amount of time. This is your perfect opportunity to take me out to task. In 157 different cities in 53 countries. Now is the time. Go for it. Speaking of Rand Paul, a friend of mine went online yesterday, today, this morning, and he shared with me, did you know that Rand Paul, the one that was grilling Anthony Fauci for years, and I'm sure there were some that didn't notice, but I'm sure that there was a lot of people that did notice that justice wasn't being brought forth, which proves the point that Rand Paul is a part of the problem in a major way. See, Rand Paul's wife, friends, bought stock in COVID treatment firm in February of 2020. She actually bought Gilead's antiviral drug called Remdesivir, the first COVID-19 specific treatment to win an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. I thought Rand was one of us. All of you blind little sheeple. I thought he was one of us. I thought he was one of the best that we've got. Rand Paul's wife buys stock in COVID treatment firm in February 2020, and you still believe that there's good guys in this government warring against the bad guys. You have Rand Paul grilling, as they call it, grilling Anthony Fauci, and behind the backs of the American people, Rand Paul's buying stock into the pandemic that was created. Did you hear that? Ephesians 4:14. Did you hear what I just said? The New York Post reported this. Here, if you're on social media platforms, check it out. I was talking to a guy from California just this last week. I gave him some shock treatment, friends. I'm telling you what. I had to throw that shock treatment into the dirty waters of all of the lies that he drank in through the mainstream media and all of his good conservative preacher buddies across the country. Didn't Jesus tell us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians? Mark 8:15. Why, yes, he did. Wasn't it Jesus that told us, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived? Doesn't he also tell us Christians in Ephesians 5:11 that we are to reprove the darkness? Yes, he does. What do we get? We get nothing but, well, another fundraiser by Rand Paul, fleecing his constituents instead of bringing forth justice as he swore that he would do. If you're on social media platforms, you can just scroll up on any email that you get from Rand Paul. It's loaded with fundraisers. They're already getting paid to do a job that they're not doing, Americans. When are you going to get to the point of saying you had enough of having enough? Okay? When is it that you have said within yourselves, I'm not going to put up with this anymore? Let me bring up another individual, because I brought up this guy several times too. And if you pull the curtain back on Ron DeSantis, and let me not forget Kristi Noem from South Dakota, who they are, the mainstream media, is selling the pair as the good guys throughout the United States of America when it comes to the governors. I've already told you, Ron DeSantis' part that he played in giving power over through administrative law, which is unconstitutional, to the Department of Health to go ahead and by force, quarantine people and force vaccinations upon people in Florida. Now, I know most people that have moved to Florida, they think that that was a refuge. But I'm here to tell you, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to the facts in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, we just got some information from Ron DeSantis. And what he's doing now is, if he's not highlighting or transporting illegals from his state to Washington, D.C., just think about that. If he is not highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden, just think about that. If he's not highlighting and condemning the crimes of this alleged raid that took place in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, which he had all the power in the world, so did the local sheriff, to put a stop to it, read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, what is he doing? Well, now he's highlighting the crimes of George Soros, who is a war criminal. Isn't this interesting? Trump did the same thing. And I've already told you, line upon line, precept upon precept, Ron DeSantis is putting himself with the same talking points as that of Donald Trump. It's exactly what they're doing. Okay? And isn't it interesting, folks, that on every given day, Ron DeSantis is doing something for the good people of the state of Florida? Why didn't he do that during the pandemic? Why was he taking money from the pharmaceutical companies? See, people don't pay attention to sleight of hand, do they? No. Pay attention to their fruit, Matthew 7:16. We just found out that Ron DeSantis on social media platforms, I'm showing you these things, he is now highlighting the crimes of this war criminal, Mr. George Soros. Now, I want to show you something on social media platforms, and if you're not on social media platforms, you'll get it, because I'm going to give it to you right now. It says online, I typed in George Soros, war criminal. He's a known war criminal, right? It's interesting because it says five myths about George Soros. The very first one is, George Soros helped the Nazis. This is the ugliest conspiracy theory about Soros. Folks, your mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, is lying to you every single minute of the day. If the truth comes out, they blurted it out in their confusion. Okay, I want you to check this out, because this is the truth of the matter right here.
Thousands of Jews were being shipped off to the death camps. George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as...
The mainstream media said this is a theory. He comes out and says it out of his own mouth. Listen carefully.
Lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
That's when his character was made.
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
His character was made when he was 14 years old. This is, by the way, when the mainstream media actually told you the truth. This is deleted from 60 Minutes interview. The mainstream media today wants you to believe that it's a conspiracy theory, when in fact I just showed you to what he admitted to by saying that's when his character was created. Okay? And it goes on and it goes on to his crimes against humanity.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor and the government's top infectious disease official, says he'll step down in December. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying on Twitter that Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Congressional leaders who review classified intelligence matters are asking the Biden administration for documents seized from former President Donald Trump's property. The so-called Gang of Eight includes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. This as a Florida judge is filing a written order to make official his decision to unseal parts of a Mar-a-Lago affidavit. The judge adding no one from former President Trump's team interfered in the decision. USA Radio News. A joint military training session is taking place this week.
The United States and South Korea begin their biggest combined military training in years Monday as they prepare for a North Korea nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has dialed up its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year while repeatedly threatening conflicts with Seoul and Washington, D.C. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable team in the NFL. That's according to Forbes, which puts the team's value at $8 billion. It's the 14th consecutive year the NFC East champions top the list. The New England Patriots, the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, the New York Giants, and the Chicago Bears round out the top five. Week 2 of the NFL preseason winds down with the New York Jets hosting the Atlanta Falcons. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now what I'm doing is I'm highlighting the fact that Ron DeSantis is highlighting the crimes of a war criminal named George Soros. I just highlighted before the end of last segment that the mainstream media, namely the Washington Post, says that it's a myth that George Soros helped the Nazis. I'm here to tell you, George Soros told you that he was a part of helping out the Nazis. This is what I couldn't find online. And do keep in mind, this portion of what I'm showing you right now had to be downloaded by folks just to maintain the truth that, again, the mainstream media is trying to snuff out. I want to go back to this because, again, I want to show you how good of a guy Ron DeSantis is not. He's not doing his job. He's a part of the problem, friends. He's not the good guys. They're putting him up in a good light right now because they're promoting him just like any other corrupt politician. Remember what Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Ronnie is doing way too much, friends, for the people in Florida. It's too good to be true. And you know what that old saying is, friends. It probably is. And in this particular case, knowing what's going on, especially with this alleged raid that just took place at the Mar-a-Lago in Florida there, he had all the power in the world to stop the FBI. That's a federal agency. They do not have authority over the state. The 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights will tell you that. And so where was the sheriff as well in Mar-a-Lago? And don't tell me he's not good buddies with Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is this is another PSYOP. This is another false flag. This is all aimed at the American people. But what I want you to see here is Ron DeSantis doing a fundraiser. By the way, it's a fundraiser, just like any others, friends. Just another fundraiser. That's all Ron is doing is fleecing his constituents. Chip in now, right? Chip in now. It's time to raise some more money. Folks, enough is enough, okay? But again, what I want you to see is I want you to see George Soros tell you the truth of the matter. And you tell me, friends, is it a conspiracy theory?
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed round.
Listen carefully.
Confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
He was fleecing the Jews.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all.
It wasn't difficult at all to fleece the Jews that were being sent off to death camps.
Connection.
Mainstream media wants you to believe that George Soros is a good guy, friends. They've expunged all these videos that I'm playing for you right now.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, in a funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away.
Yeah, so he took advantage of the situation is what he's saying. He's saying if I wasn't there, someone else would have capitalized off these people. Whoa! But again... What I want you to see, friends, the mainstream media said that was a conspiracy theory you just heard out of his own mouth. When 60 Minutes, they clipped that out of the show when they televised it on a nationwide basis. The mainstream media wants you to believe that's a myth, what he just said to you and what 60 Minutes just shared with you. It's not a myth. It's exactly what they're doing, friends. And again, my point that I'm making here is this one... individual, this war criminal, George Soros, that's all that your government is doing besides taking money from him. Just ask Keith Ellison from the state of Minnesota and literally hundreds of others and all these organizations that are set up to tear down the American experiment. And Ron DeSantis is doing nothing but highlighting his crimes. And in the process, he's already getting paid to enforce the law that he's not enforcing, but yet he's fleecing his constituents, asking you to chip in and help out so he can stop George Soros. No, the way you stop George Soros is you drop the law on him and send the message to other war criminals that we are not going to tolerate your crimes. But is that what you're... Is that the message that's being sent? Absolutely not. For the record, George Soros said the main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States. Okay? He said, changing the attitude and policies of the United States remains my top priority. Did Donald Trump, well, outside of the fact that he highlighted the crimes of George Soros, did he actually drop the hammer of justice upon the heads of this devil, Isaiah 26, verse 9? Nope. It's Ron Sanis. Nope. They're playing the same game. They're just switching back and forth, friends, as to which one is going to use George Soros for the next fundraiser. And it's exactly what they're doing. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise, friends. It's exactly what they're doing. And I'm just revealing to you the truth of the matter. Now, I brought up the CIA. You guys all know who Mike Pompeo is, right? Well, Mike Pompeo, the one that Donald Trump appointed, it's interesting that old Mikey, he's doing a fundraiser too. And I want you to see it on social media platforms. He said, something very dangerous is happening. The FBI executed a search warrant against President Trump. Don't believe a word of it, friends. This is Mike Pompeo, just so you know. Mike Pompeo was also a part of the cover-up concerning Ruby Ridge when the government got sued for $3.1 million for attempting to slaughter everybody on top of that mountain. I'm talking about Randy Weaver and family. Remember the FBI shot Randy Weaver's babies, shot Randy Weaver's wife while she was holding the baby trying to get everybody to simmer down. Do remember the FBI shot Sammy, Randy Weaver's little 14-year-old boy, dead. They shot his dog dead. And then when Randy and his friend were inside attempting to defend themselves along with their daughter, the FBI was doing what? They were putting a speaker forward laughing about Mrs. Weaver being dead, talking about having breakfast, talking about the dead little Samuel, which is 14 years old, and the dead dog. This is the kind of people, friends, that are being set up against you today. And Mike Pompeo was a problem with, he was a part of all of this. Now, you say, well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme, too. Well, here, let me show you this. Let Mikey say it to you. And I want you to understand who he is, because he'll tell you. And I also want you to understand, here comes the CIA, once again, another agency that acts out just like the Gestapo. Did I say that? Nope. Truman said that. It's the American version of the Gestapo. Okay? Listen to what Mike Pompeo said. He said, we lied, we cheated, and we stole. Just hang on a second. He said that he fondly remembered his time at the CIA's director.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like, we had entire training courses.
Now, what's sick about this is, and I'll play it again, this is Mike Pompeo. This is the appointee that Donald Trump put in place. He used to be the director for the CIA. Listen to what he says, and then listen to the stupid, ignorant sheep clapping for Mike Pompeo. You can't even make this up. Here we go again.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like, we had entire training courses.
We had entire training courses.
It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
So don't think for one moment, friends, that these people don't know exactly what they're doing. Oh, by the way, Mike Pompeo, Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, they're all doing fundraisers. And these are the ones that were put in charge of what? Interrogating, dropping on the committees to enforce the law against their crimes, yet we see nothing but them fleecing their constituents and doing absolutely nothing when it comes to justice that guards our liberty. Okay? I just wanted you to see for yourself as to what we are up against in this country. Because, friends, let me put it this way. You're on your own. It's you and the Lord. Which, by the way, if you know the word and you know who he is, you're always in the majority. Said John Knox. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. Friends, I want to put this to you, and I wish I had two more segments after this one. But are Christians supposed to fight? The question I want to lay to your candor is this. Did your forefathers fight? Have you taken the time, again, to read that document called the Declaration of Independence? Where three-quarters of that documentation shows you, through their example, Hebrews 13:7, that we are to their posterity, we are to follow their example. Remember, John Hancock said, we recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. That's the premise we'll pick up right after the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Shannon calling in from Florida. Welcome to the show, Shannon. What say you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about some things with DeSantis, and I'm like right on the what you think about him, that people shouldn't trust him because, well, first of all, my firm is down here working on the assemblies, and when the people got arrested for the mask and everything, and he gave them clemency. He actually gave the prosecutor clemency because he wouldn't have to pay back the $16 million bond.
Oh.
So that's one thing. And one of the sheriffs, the tall one that was standing behind him, has 3 constitutional violations against him, and he is going up for federal prosecution. He tried to get out of it. He has a case in October. They are taking his post and giving it to the commissioner. Since 1999, we have been bankrupt. Mm-hmm. 2001, all states were supposed to have their charters and their commerce and everything in. They were supposed to mint their own money. They did not mint their own money, therefore making them all rogue agents with no authorization. They're harvesting people through the birth certificate system, which ended in 1999, and they're doing it through consent to the Department of Transportation for everything you register, your home, your vehicle, and everything. So the true commander-in-chief is actually the chief postmaster general, which of the world through the UPU, which is Russell J.
Hey, you got to make your point, Shannon. Just make your point real quick, please. And if you want to, send it over and we'll post it.
Yeah, this is a shipping war is what we're going through. And they're trying to harvest the people and enslave us. And they're all rogue fake actors.
That's exactly what they are. And what do you suppose, Shannon, from your perspective, what do you suppose the American people, what is it going to take for the American people to open their eyes to the truth when it comes to their favorite politicians?
I'm not sure, because I have a mother that's 80-something years old, and the only way that I opened her eyes is to prove that they were trading me on the security exchange, and I had where the state of Florida was taking it out for, you know, for the retirement fund. That proved to her that they were trading me like cattle on the security exchange.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question. What do you think it's going to take? What do you think it's going to take for the American people? Okay, so that's where it's at. So what we have to do is what people are looking for is for people that are actually leading the way and bringing about the answer, because what we don't need to do, I mean, and I'm on national radio, so I got to make the most on every facet of what I do concerning this ministry, is to wake up the American people. But it's not my job to respond for them, and the only thing I can do is give them the information as to how they're being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. And I can do no more than that.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been sending out complaints. I've sent complaints to the military and everything. And then I realized, well, they're working on the birth certificate system, so they see us all as, you know, dead entities. So therefore, there's another approach that I am making. And then I'm trying to wake other people up to show that, you know, write them. I mean, because we have the power.
Oh,
we
absolutely.
Have the power. And we're under martial law, in which they're hiding from everybody. So the military, which would be the National Guard, your local National Guard, or it would be, you know, your closest command post, but not the higher up, like the middle. You want to write your claim to them and send it registered mail, because registered mail is going to be your court of record to hold your own court against.
Okay, this is a whole different show, Shannon. I have to go, but I totally appreciate your phone call. Apparently, she needs to do a show with somebody. And that's good information that she's bringing, but she needs a whole show for something like that. And I'm trying to pick up from right now to try to get this one in. And, here again, folks, that, you know what? I just got to convey to the people right now. I get this all the time. I get messages on the phone. I get texts. I get emails. Everybody telling me what I'm supposed to do. Plow your own row. I cannot do everything for you. I must stick to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Yes, highlight the issue, but highlight the law, the strength of the American people, because at the end of the day, there's only one reason that 329.5 million people are being oppressed by a small, small portion of their oppressors. It's because they're allowing them to do it. There's no other reason for it. I did want to highlight some of the something that Shannon was talking about due to the fact that she was in Florida. Governor DeSantis pledged to fight against the Biden administration over federal vaccine mandates. At the same time, he was taking money from pharmaceutical companies. He said that he was offended that a police officer could potentially lose their job if he didn't take a shot. DeSantis has opposed broad vaccine requirements and mask mandates, K-12 public schools. Yep, they're putting him up to be something that he was not, because if you go down just a little bit to SB 2006, which was a bill that Ron DeSantis signed on to, it prohibits government, business, and educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations. But just wait a second, friends. Read it as a whole. Read it in context. They are reports now circulating in the alternative media from those who have actually read the bill, and what they have discovered is that while the bill prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccination status, it allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine at the direction of state health officers. That is completely unconstitutional. That is tyranny every step of the way, friends, and that's exactly what you're getting from Ron DeSantis. DeSantis. Don't believe a thing that you're hearing from the guy, friends. Pay attention to what he's doing. Again, that's what we're supposed to hear. Action speaks a lot louder than words, friends, and what we're seeing from the likes of Ron DeSantis and all of the above said that I've highlighted today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends, you are on your own, period. You're on your own, okay? You have to get educated. I'll tell you what, if the last 3 years did not send you to school to get educated, nothing will. The only thing that you have forward to look forward to is the judgment of God, Hebrews 9:27. Also go to 2 Corinthians 5:10 when you get a moment as well. Read Revelation 21, verse 8 on top of all of that, friends, because we're all going there. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Like it or not, that's where we're all going. And again, if you're not willing to take it to the Lord, if you don't belong to Him, then you need to repent. Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. And the bottom line is, until you have the Holy Ghost, you're pretty much worthless, because Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. And anybody that's in Christ knows that that is exactly the fact of the matter, friends, when it comes to the truth. It really is. So let me get back over to this. And again, I apologize. I don't know why, when we do get callers, oftentimes I won't even take them during the last segment. And by the way, G-Scene, you got another caller up there right now. Don't know his name. Don't know where he's coming from. Let me know what's going on, please. But don't wait until the last segment to start calling in as to what needs to be talked about. I'd prefer that you would do it earlier than later. But what I wanted to talk about, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get to it today, are Christians supposed to fight? And the question I lay to your candor is, did your forefathers fight? John Hancock said, we recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but King Jesus. Let me just get to Scripture really quick. What does Malachi 4:3 tell us? And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. What does it tell us in that of Psalm 101, verse 8? I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. This is King David, who was set as a light. God raised him up to judge wicked nations. Romans 12:21 tells us, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. When you look at the spiritual armor, going from the natural to the spiritual, Ephesians 6:11 through 17 says, finally be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Then it identifies our spiritual armor, right? Then you go to the natural armor, Luke 22:36. Then he said unto them, but now he that hath the purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Why? Because of the times. There's a reason our forefathers gave us the Second Amendment, friends. You can also read Zechariah 4:6, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It tells us in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. We also see on the other side of this, holding to a good scriptural balance, that faith without works is dead, James 2:14 through 26. We can also go literally through the whole Bible in putting the Old Testament up in balance to the New Testament when it comes to these scriptures. And friends, it just literally goes on and on and on and on. I'm just thinking about Yorktown right now. Roger Sherman said, he's the architect of the signer, one of them, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. And also, one more point I'd like to make, if I can find it here, friends. You know what? We're going to have to take this another day. I really think we are. I'm so sorry. 1-866-582-9933. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.